as a Liberal Democrat who fully supports Liberal principles, who believes that it's the right thing for a coalition government to work to reduce the deficit and get our country back onto a sound economic footing, who believes in the plans laid out in the Liberal Democrat manifesto, I am dismayed at the actions of Nick Clegg and Vince Cable. This morning, Councillor Gary Long, who is chair of the Liberal Democrats in Nottingham, appeared on BBC Radio Nottingham to talk about this position. And here's what he said.
In opposition, they were opposed to any rise in fees, but now Nick Clegg is supporting David Cameron as part of the coalition. Well, someone who's not happy with that is Gary Long, the leader of the Lib Dem group on Nottingham City Council. Hello, morning to you.
Good morning.
So you're disputing the actions of your leader?
Yes, indeed.
Why?
It's party policy that we should actually reduce tuition fees, let alone not increase them. The party hasn't changed its mind. Now, Nick Clegg has felt that there are sufficient reasons to do that, but I happen to disagree with him on this issue.
So, do you think you're alone in doing that, or do you think actually the majority of Lib Dem members are feeling the same way that you do?
Certainly the majority of Lib Dem members that I have spoken to in Nottingham agree with me, and I know that a number of Lib Dem MPs and other members around the country also think the same.
So this was an election pledge, wasn't it? This was something that was said before the election, that this would be fought by the Lib Dems, and here they are, effectively, part of the organisation that's and the coalition that's allowing it and going ahead with it.
Yes, it's very disappointing indeed that Nick Clegg has made this decision and is arguing this case when it is, as you say, against our election manifesto and indeed the pledge that we signed up and Nick Clegg himself signed up to before the election.
Mm-hmm. On the flip side, we are in a bit of a mess, aren't we, in this country? And the way the university is funded has been a big question for years. This is at least a step forward to ironing out perhaps some of the inconsistencies.
We do need to balance up the country's finances. I'm fully supportive of the government, the coalition government, doing that. But there are other things we could have done. On this particular issue, the Liberal Democrats should have stuck in government, should have stuck by the pledge that they made.
How would they do that, though, as part of the coalition?
Well, there's actually, in the agreement between the Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives, there's a get-out clause that says that Liberal Democrats don't have to support an increase in tuition fees if they feel they don't want to. And Nick Clegg should have just actioned that agreement. It was something that was foreseen before the agreement, and it would have been very simple just to have allowed the Conservatives to vote one way and the Liberal Democrats another on this particular issue.
You're quite a senior Lib Dem, obviously Nottingham leader of the Lib Dems on the City Council. Can you not persuade Nick Clegg that he's doing something wrong here?
Well, I have written to Nick. I know that other Liberal Democrats have done the same, and to other MPs. Nick has to make his own mind up about issues. I mean, part of our liberal approach is we elect people and they make the best decision that they can. But that also means that we are free to disagree and try and persuade him, and that's what I've done.
It's not just a case of trying to avoid the flag. You know, if your public position is that you don't support what the Lib Dems are doing, but you're a Lib Dem, does that not mean that you get away without answering the dicey questions?
Nick Clegg isn't the Liberal Democrats. The Liberal Democrats have still got a policy of reducing tuition fees. So I'm not arguing against the Liberal Democrats, just against Nick Clegg. And I am happy to argue unpopular positions if I think they're right. And I have argued and do argue that, for example, we do need to cut public expenditure, which is not a popular position to take with some people on the doorstep. But this particular argument, I believe Nick's got it wrong, and therefore I'm disagreeing with him.
Okay, well,
so there you have it. I'm proud that Liberal Democrats are starting to publicly show their opposition to this Conservative policy. I'm proud still to be a member of a party where we can have public disagreements, that we don't all feel we need to toe the party line. And hopefully more of the public will start to see that this is how the majority of Liberal Democrat members feel.